Coca-Cola Right Now with Chris and Austin starts now.
Do it now.
Now on News Radio 92.3.
Informative, local, dependable.
5:11, News Radio 92.3, Chris Bryan, Austin Price.
Something funny you want to share with
just,
the class?
Just some of these crazy stories. We're going to go over some pretty interesting stories this hour for you. Oh. You're going to get a chuckle out of them, I promise on that. But before we make a total head dive into our story content list, let's go ahead and take care of the top three trending stories this afternoon.
Here's today's top three stories.
It's always better to maybe start off with a little laugh than being totally disturbed, you know?
Yeah, glass half full mindset. Gotcha.
Yeah. Afternoon, everybody. News Radio 92.3. Another weather system threatening to bring severe weather to about 100 million Americans this weekend. The forecast isn't quite as volatile this time around for the 10 freeway corridor. This is a central Gulf coastline from Texas to Mississippi, Alabama, and the Northwest Florida Panhandle. Escambia and Santa Rosa counties will only see a slight chance of showers on Saturday, and they've advanced this now. This was a couple of hours ago when I wrote this, but now we're seeing, and we'll get an explanation from Austin in terms of why he moved these numbers upwards for the weather this weekend.
It was all me, and I'd do it again.
Way to go, Austin. He'll be around in just a few minutes with the local forecast, explaining why we now have a pretty darn good shot at rain, both on Saturday and on Sunday.
Yeah.
Blame it on Austin.
You're welcome.
Okay, to kick off the National Child Abuse Prevention Month in April, Gulf Coast Kids House hosting an open house. I wanted to remind you, because it goes on till 6 o'clock tonight. You have still about an hour. 3401 North 12th Avenue, the Prevention Month, designed to raise awareness about child abuse and neglect and also support survivors. And not only will prices for a chance to win a Mega Millions jackpot soon rise from $2 to $5, but the odds will also improve. The price adjustment is the second in the game's 20-year run. The new game will debut Tuesday, April 8th, with sales starting on April 5th.
Here's your top state stories this hour.
All right, something we've been touching on and off is the vandalization of Teslas in protest of Elon Musk and Doge. Well, that's happened in Florida. Authorities are currently looking for a man who vandalized three Tesla vehicles in Manatee County. Happened at a shopping center in Bradenton on March 11th, and the man, who's seen in surveillance footage, is wanted for felony mischief.
All right. Climate challenges and disease and lower demand are putting a squeeze on Florida's orange juice industry. Shanley Painter has more on the story.
Farmers across the Sunshine State are hoping you don't take your morning cups of OJ for granted. Many growers across Florida's citrus belt are struggling to combat a host of ongoing issues. From the aftermath of past hurricanes to a terrible disease destroying their crops, known as citrus greening disease, the bacterial infection is transmitted by a small insect as it feeds on the tree's sap, slowly killing them. The problems are dramatically decreasing the amount and quality of each harvest.
Alrighty, and a Florida lawmaker wants to lower the state's sales tax. House Speaker Daniel Perez is asking the Ways and Means Committee to reduce the sales tax to 5.25%. He says the move will save Florida residents almost $5 billion a year.
Okay, coming up in about about 20 minutes or so from right now, we're going to hear from Jake Gray. You're supposed to say, who's Jake Gray?
Well, I already know.
Okay, he's a pro rodeo entertainer. He's a bull rider guy.
Yeah.
And we will definitely talk to him about the big event coming up this weekend, Friday and Saturday night over the Equestrian Center. I'm ready for it. I hope they got my tickets. I did put in for some tickets on this thing. Okay, police are responding to a shooting in Pembroke Park, Florida. Where is this? Oh, it's about 18 miles north of Miami. News 7's Nicole Lasada is on scene with the latest.
A man shot a woman, two children described as an infant and a toddler, and another child as well. We understand that that is a young girl, and then turned the gun on himself. We are told per sources that he and the young girl did survive and were taken to the hospital, but all of those others did not.
I just heard like eight shoots coming from the fourth floor, and when I came out for the front of the building, that's a girl just told me that like somebody kids trying to shoot himself and shoot his wife and three kids.
We don't know how any of these folks might be related, if they're related at all.
traffic and weather together on the Fives.
This traffic and weather update brought to you by Executive Landscaping. You can call them today for all of your commercial and premium landscaping needs. Looking at the roads here, not too much going on. Do have some pretty severe backups on Highway 90, worse than usual if you're traveling westbound coming over Blackwater River. Also, we had an accident reported on North Davis Highway. This is going to be if you're traveling northbound towards I-10. Got some backups there. And on 9 Mile Road, traveling eastbound towards Pine Forest Road. As for the weather, we're sitting at around 75 degrees, low of 62 tonight. Tomorrow, going to be mostly sunny, high of 74, low of 65.
Here's your top national stories this hour.
Stocks ending down today amid President Trump's latest tariff escalation. Hillary Barsky has your numbers.
A choppy trading session with stocks ending lower, but pairing from bigger earlier losses after President Trump revealed new tariff moves on auto imports. Shares of major automakers like GM, Ford, and Stellantis fell following the president's plans to impose a 25% tariff on all cars that are not made in the U.S., effective April the 2nd. And shares of Tesla rose 2%. The EV maker assembles all the cars it sells in the U.S. within the country. The Dow winners, Apple, Procter & Gamble, and Visa. The Dow declined. Goldman Sachs, American Express, and 3M. The Dow falling 155 points. The Nasdaq lower by 95. S&P 500 down 19. Hillary Barsky, Fox News.
And the accidental leak of military attack plans is the focus of an emergency hearing in the Capitol. We were touching on this earlier, I believe. It's taking place after an advocacy group sued, claiming department secretaries and intelligence chiefs ignored federal records laws by using the auto-delete features on the Signal app. Republicans have been downplaying the breach, which saw officials including Defense Secretary Pete Hegseth and Director of National Intelligence Tulsi Gabbard discussing airstrikes in Yemen.
517 News Radio 92.3. So the governor of Maine says to President Trump, you can't do anything to us about this transgender thing. Okay.
I believe the exact words were, we'll see you in court.
Okay. Guess what? The University of Maine has agreed to comply with an executive order prohibiting biological males from competing in women's sports. Maine's Governor Janet Mills previously threatened legal action against the order and President Trump. The U.S. Department of Agriculture confirmed today the University of Maine assured federal officials of its commitment to maintaining separate sports categories.
Wow.
We'll watch them.
Yes, I guess we will. 518. We'll take a quick break here. When we return, we'll get a bit of a deeper dive on your national headlines. A lot going on around the nation today, even more than usual. You're listening to Pensacola Right Now on News Radio 92.3.
Here's today's Strength for Life with your host, Pastor James C. Johnson.
Do you ever find yourself overwhelmed by anxiety? Proverbs 23:7 says, "For as he thinketh in his heart, so is he." Did you ever notice the three levels in that verse? Thoughts, emotions, and behavior? The verse is saying that our thinking will impact our emotions or heart, and then our behavior when it says, "So is he." Our anxiety problems start with what we think about, and then impact our emotions, and then ultimately determine our behavior. I encourage you to discipline your mind to stop thinking about things that are untrue, unjust, and impure, and start thinking about things that are true and just and pure. You'll find that much of your anxiety will be gone and your emotions will be healthy, and then your behavior will be Christ-like.
That was James C. Johnson. He serves as the pastor of North Stone Baptist Church in Pensacola, Florida. For more Strength for Life, please visit our website, strengthforlife.church.
April 12th is the biggest party of the year.
Pensacola Little Theater presents Cabaret of Curiosities, Revelry of Reimagined, as the entire building and surrounding block turns into an entertainment complex for one night. The fanciful theme revels in all things magical, mystical, enchanting, and charming as attendees wind through inexplicable oddities. It's an all-inclusive event that includes six open bars and culinary art. Don't miss the biggest party of the year.
Get your tickets now at the PLT box office or at PensacolaLittleTheater.com.
Tune in to Retire Right Radio, hosted by Roberts Wealth Management, Sundays at 1 with Paul Roberts. Find out how their certified advisors can help you enjoy your retirement income. Financial security is about more than investments. Roberts Wealth can help you live your values and trust your future planning every step of the way. Don't miss Retire Right Radio, hosted by Roberts Wealth Management, this Sunday at 1 p.m.
Investment advisory services offered by Foundations Investment Advisor Services, LLC, SEC. Registered advisors.
If you're struggling with ED or your performance is down and your belly fat is growing, listen up. You've got one life. Now is the time to act.
At Wave Men's Health, we're not just healthcare, we're your secret weapon. Don't wait another day. Here's why you need to act right now.
Every moment you delay, your condition could worsen. It's not just about sex, it's about your heart, your relationship, your life.
Wave Men's Health has years of proven results for low testosterone and increasing drive, energy level, and performance. We've introduced ED and enhancement treatments so exclusive, you'll wonder why you waited.
Procrastination is the thief of time. When it comes to your sexual health, you can't afford to wait. Join the league of gentlemen who've walked out of our doors with a swagger.
Call Wave Men's Health at 850-266-7020 or visit wavemenshealth.com. Book your $99 male performance consultation now, including blood work. Call 850-266-7020 or visit wavemenshealth.com. Wave Men's Health, making it happen.
Spring is a great time of the year for gardening, whether it's fertilizing the lawn, pruning, planting shrubs and summer blooming plants, and of course, tending to that vegetable garden. This is Mike Wiggins. If you've got spring gardening questions, we've got answers. On the News Radio Garden Line, sponsored by Pensacola Hardware, every Tuesday morning at 9 on the Pensacola Expert Panel. And if you miss us on Tuesday, then catch the Encore Edition every Saturday morning at 9.
News Radio Pensacola.
Informative, local, dependable.
Here's what's happening around Pensacola this week. The East Coast Writers Association presents the Books by the Bay Festival Saturday downtown in Museum Plaza from 10 till 4. See booksbythebay.info for more. The Palafox Market is open Saturdays from 9 till 2 at both the Martin Luther King Jr. Plaza and Plaza Ferdinand. Check out items from talented vendors who grow, make, or create. See visitpensacola.com for more. Submit your events at newsradio923.com.
Local talk during your morning and afternoon drive. Local news every hour. On News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
We now return you to Pensacola Right Now with Chris and Austin on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
News Radio 92.3, Pensacola. Right now, there is still no jump in unemployment benefit numbers attributed to federal staff cuts. Jenny Casola has more on this trending story.
The number of people filing for unemployment benefits last week declined by 1,000 to 224,000. Assigned layoffs in the private sector are still low. The category that counts federal employees filing for benefits is from the week ending March 15th. It found 821 new claims, down from 1,066 in the prior week. New claims for benefits from laid-off federal workers haven't been significantly increasing, even though federal cuts are estimated in the tens of thousands. Federal employees who accepted an option to resign with pay until September 30th are considered still employed until the end of the period. Jenny Casola, Fox News.
And a lawyer for a Turkish student who's in custody is indicating that no charges have been filed against her. A Homeland Security spokesperson said in a statement that an investigation revealed Rumeysa Özturk was supporting a foreign terrorist organization that relishes the killing of Americans. She's a student at Tufts University in Boston and is reportedly in custody at an ICE processing center in Louisiana.
524 News Radio 92.3. While visiting an El Salvador migrant detention center, Homeland Security Secretary Kristi Noem sent a message to would-be illegal crossers into the U.S. If they come here, they will face consequences. Griff Jenkins has the latest from Washington.
The administration not only wants to deter would-be border crossers thinking about it, they also want it to motivate illegal aliens already here to self-deport and leave now or risk being sent to that prison. And what a stark contrast it is to the previous administration's approach when Vice President Harris traveled to Guatemala to address root causes of irregular migration. But deportations like the one that sent more than 260 criminal aliens to that mega prison under the Alien Enemies Act have been halted in a 2-1 decision, the D.C. Court of Appeals upholding Judge Boasberg's restraining order blocking further flights, ruling those powers are limited to wartime. Now, it's likely on a fast track to the Supreme Court.
Traffic and weather together on the Fives.
This traffic and weather update brought to you by Generator Source, powering Pensacola businesses with industrial generators to commercial backup systems with the most trusted brands, expert installation, and 24/7 support. You can learn more at GeneratorSource.com. Looking at the roads here, still got some heavy backups on 9 Mile Road if you are traveling eastbound towards Pine Forest Road, and on North Davis Highway traveling northbound towards I-10. Had an accident reported in that area. Got some backups developing on Gulf Beach Highway traveling westbound towards Fairfield Drive as well. Last major spot's going to be Navarre Parkway traveling westbound towards Highway 87. As for the weather, 75 degrees, low of 62 tonight. Tomorrow, high of 74, low of 65.
News Radio 92.3, 526. Today, I don't know if you realize this, is the deadline for Maine to comply with an executive order signed by President Trump that bans transgender athletes from participating in girls' sports. Tanya J. Powers has more on the story.
Earlier this month, the Department of Education said an investigation concluded that Maine violated Title IX anti-discrimination law by allowing transgender girls to compete on girls' sports teams and use girls' facilities, and it gave the state 10 days to comply or face potential prosecution by the Justice Department. The investigation was opened in February, just days after President Trump and Maine's Democratic Governor Janet Mills clashed over the issue at a governor's meeting at the White House, in which Mills told him, "We'll see you in court." Maine officials have said they plan to follow state and federal law, which not only recognizes trans athletes, but prohibits discrimination against them. The president has also threatened to withhold federal school funding if the state does not comply. Tanya J. Powers, Fox News.
And prosecutors may use Brian Koberger's college homework in his murder trial. Koberger accused of killing four University of Idaho students back in 2022. Court filings show prosecutors could try to use a 12-page crime scene scenario that was written by him in their case against him. Prosecutors say he wrote it when he was studying criminal justice as a grad student in 2020, and it is essentially a crime scene how-to guide that has similarities to the actual scene where he committed the murders, allegedly. The trial is set for August in Boise.
Well, you're going to have to do something about that Friday, Saturday forecast. I mean, Saturday, Sunday, and now Monday forecast.
Yeah, the rain's bleeding in there.
Those percentages are going up. It's like 50, 60, and 50% for those 3 days. Whew. Have to think about that one pretty seriously. A documentary on a Long Island musician, Billy Joel, who I'm talking about. It's coming to HBO. Michelle Pollino has a review.
A new documentary on Billy Joel is coming to HBO and Max this summer. The two-part series will be produced and directed by Susan Lacey, whose work includes American Masters and Jane Fonda in Five Acts. The series will reportedly explore Joel's creative process, focusing on the love, loss, and personal struggles that fuel it. Filmmakers have been given access to unseen performances, home movies, and more to create an expansive portrait of the life and music of Joel. The Piano Man, who's been out on tour, recently announced he would be postponing a number of tour dates due to a need for recovery from recent surgery. He's set to return to the stage July 5th in Pittsburgh. Michelle Pollino, Fox News.
Funny enough, I was just talking about a Tesla attack happening in the state of Florida. Well, a man who allegedly made what authorities are saying was a targeted attack at a Tesla collision center in Las Vegas is under arrest. Paul Kim is charged with arson and possessing an explosive device. Five vehicles damaged, and police said they believe that the same person who set the fires also fired gunshots into the cars. The word "resist" was spray painted onto the Tesla center's front doors.
And my comment to that is why?
Yeah.
Why do you do something like that? Okay, News Radio 92.3, trying to figure out the world's problems here this afternoon.
One at a time.
The White House has pulled President Trump's pick to serve as ambassador to the United Nations. Chad Burgum is on Capitol Hill with the latest.
What happens here is, I always say, it's about the math. There was some concern that they might not have sufficient votes in the House of Representatives because if she were to leave to pass the big, beautiful bill, that's something that's been said around here. They're very concerned about an upcoming set of special elections in Florida. They're down a couple of members on the Republican side of the aisle there, and there's one of those seats that should be clearly a Republican seat, but we always say this in Congress, that special elections are just that, special, and they might not be able to hold that seat. I talked to Lisa Murkowski, the Republican senator from Alaska, kind of broke the news to her, and she said, quote, why?
And in Escambia County, hands-on science experiments for sixth graders are on hold due to a new executive order from President Trump, which eliminates funding from the Institute of Museum and Library Sciences. This funding was crucial for the Pensacola MESS Hall's Sixth Sense Outreach Program, widely praised by students and teachers for enhancing their understanding of science through interactive activities.
You see, that question, why, is coming up a lot, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
Trendmaker I am. Trimsetter. Right. Why?
Thank you.
Okay, Lady Gaga was hit with a $100 million lawsuit by a California surf company over claims the pop star stole their logo for her new merchandise.
Uh-oh.
According to documents obtained by Fox Business, Gaga, whose full name is Stephanie Joanne Angelina Grimaldi, did it back on March 7th.
Fox News, I'm Tom Graham. A federal judge ordering members of the Trump administration to preserve recent messages sent on the app Signal after military plans were leaked to a journalist in a now infamous chat. Judge James Boasberg made the ruling after a filing by the nonprofit American Oversight.
The organization filed a lawsuit saying the government relied on unauthorized use of Signal for sensitive national security decision-making.
Fox's Jill Nadeau, Republicans reacting after the White House pulled Congresswoman Elise Stefanik's nomination to be ambassador to the United Nations, Senator John Cornyn.
I join her and the speaker and others wanting to make sure that we can get President Trump's agenda passed through the House of Representatives.
GOP is expressing concern about their narrow majority in the House and holding it. America is listening to Fox News.
I'm Chad Robison with Your Money Now. NVIDIA is aiming to anchor CoreWeave's initial public offering at $40 a share with a $250 million order, according to CNBC. The company initially filed the offering at $47 to $55 a share. CoreWeave is reportedly not planning on downsizing or refiling at this time. NVIDIA, which owns nearly 6% of the company, is already a significant customer of CoreWeave. Health and Human Services Secretary Robert F. Kennedy Jr. plans to fire 10,000 full-time employees across different departments. Those cuts are allegedly in addition to the roughly 10,000 employees who opted to leave HHS since President Trump took office through voluntary separation efforts. On Wall Street, stocks were lower, with the Dow losing 144 points, the S&P was off slightly, and the NASDAQ lost 94. Crude oil futures around $70 a barrel. That's Your Money Now.
If you're living with dry age-related macular degeneration or dry AMD, you may be at risk for developing geographic atrophy or GA. GA can be unpredictable and progress rapidly, leading to irreversible vision loss. Now there's something you can do to
slow it down and get it going slower.
Eyezervay is proven to slow GA progression.
Eyezervay gets GA going slower.
Eyezervay or Avacincaptad Pegol is a prescription eye injection used to treat GA. Don't take it if you have an infection or active swelling in or around your eye. Eyezervay can cause eye infection, retinal detachment, or increased risk of wet AMD. Eyezervay may temporarily increase eye pressure. Your vision may be impaired after an eye injection or exam. Don't delay. Ask your doctor about Eyezervay today.
Eyezervay gets GA going slower.
Visit Eyezervay.com. That's Eyezervay.com.
This is Zach Gelb of the Sportsman, and sponsored by BetMGM, the sportsbook born in Vegas. Please gamble responsibly. We have four Sweet 16 games tonight. I believe BYU against Alabama and Maryland against Florida will be high scoring. I like the Gators and Crimson Tide to both advance to the Elite Eight. We know Duke is the best team in the country, and Caleb Love and the Wildcats are obviously a respectable opponent, but I like Duke to advance. And finally, give me the only double-digit seed remaining in Arkansas to upset Texas Tech. I'm Zach Gelb.
Ready to shoot your shot? Log into BetMGM and make your picks in our March Matchups 250K Pick'em for your chance to win a share of bonus bets. It's free to play and easy to get started. Just log into your BetMGM account and predict what will happen at different points throughout the college basketball tournament. You'll earn points with every correct answer, which gives you a shot to win a share of bonus bets. Just pick what will happen throughout March Matchups, and if you make enough correct picks, you'll win a share of bonus bets. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to gamble responsibly. See BetMGM.com for terms. 21 years of age and older. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Available in the U.S. For New York, call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY 467-369. For Arizona, call 1-800-NEXT-STEP. For Massachusetts, 1-800-327-5050. For Iowa, 1-800-BETS-OFF. For Puerto Rico, 1-800-981-0023. Subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days in partnership with Kansas Crossing Casino and Hotel.
Hi, this is Jeff Wayne, General Sales Manager of ADX Communications.
Our team of expert marketing consultants, backed by over 200 years of combined experience, has helped hundreds of local businesses increase their market share. With four powerful radio stations, we can create a customized marketing plan tailored to your needs. And if digital advertising is part of your strategy, we've got you covered. ADX Digital offers cutting-edge solutions and exclusive products and strategies that gives your business an edge. Let's make 2025 a year of success for your business, whether it's on the market leader, Cat Country 98.7, News Radio 92.3, the area's top news talk station, the go-to for sports fans, ESPN Pensacola 99.1, Pensacola Playlist 94.5 for reaching women and lifestyle audiences, or ADX Digital, targeted digital strategies that drive results. One call, one team, endless possibilities. Call me, Jeff Wayne, at 850-262-6000.
Hi, I'm Dr. Ben McMillan, and I'm a chiropractor and the owner of Neal Clinic Comprehensive Healthcare. Are you tired of covering up your pain with medications and ready to find the source of your problem and fix it? Then tune in to the Pensacola Expert Panel, live Friday mornings at 9 a.m., and I'll discuss how chiropractic care can help you. And if you miss Friday's show, you can listen to the replay Saturdays or anytime through the podcast.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, 9 to 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
If my dog Ginger could speak English, you'd hear her say she wants to spend every day at Play and Stay Pet Daycare while I'm at work. Good thing I can translate doggy. What's that? They're the only pet daycare in Pensacola with an on-site veterinarian? That's right. She says they're cage-free with large indoor and outdoor play areas where she loves to play with her friends. Where are they located? Play and Stay Pet Daycare is located at 4220 Davis Highway, across from Bailey's Farmers Market, online at olivebranchpethospital.com. Okay, come on, let's go. Good girl.
Are you looking for the best news and talk radio in Pensacola? Then tune in to News Radio Pensacola. We're your source for the latest news, weather, and traffic, as well as in-depth interviews with local and national leaders. We also have the best talk radio lineup in town, with hosts that are passionate about the issues that matter to you. So whether you're looking to stay informed or just want to hear some great conversation, News Radio Pensacola is the place for you. News Radio Pensacola. Informative, local, dependable.
Here's Chris and Austin for Pensacola Right Now on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
5:37, News Radio 92.3, Pensacola Right Now. Chris Bryan and Austin Price. Thursday afternoon, it's a beauty. Absolute beauty. And Austin's going to spoil it for us on the weekend with his forecast. So, we'll try to make it better for you. I hope you're having a great day. Thanks a lot for having us on today. Coming up this weekend, it is Pensacola Bull Bash. Yeah, we're going to be talking some bulls here this afternoon, if you don't mind. And who better to kind of go out there with is Jake Gray. Jake, hey, where are you calling me from today?
So right now, I'm in the truck. I'm merging onto I-10 headed y'all's way as we speak.
There you go. Since that truck, Jake, you're considered a professional rodeo entertainer, funny man, that type of thing. Are you the guy that wears the barrel?
Yes, I will be. I'll be wearing the makeup, the tights, and the barrel. This weekend, it takes on a little different meaning, though, because the Ultimate Freestyle Bullfighters will be in town. So normally, it's kind of a joke. And we like to have fun, entertain the crowd. Everybody loves a good wreck. This weekend, I swap roles a little bit, and I go into protection mode, and we'll be out there protecting the guys, putting their lives on the line for almost the sake of entertainment, but also the money that's on the line this weekend.
Okay, what we're talking about, the 2025 Pensacola Bull Bash, it's over at the Equestrian Center. Friday and Saturday, they'll start it off at 7:30 over there on Mobile Highway. Hey, Jake, at the start of the rodeo, is it tradition usually to have a lady ride the horse out with the American flag? Is that pretty traditional?
Yes, but typically from a rodeo aspect, in that sake, we have a lady come out on a horse and tote the American flag with her and do the national anthem.
Right.
This weekend, I'm not 100% sure. Don't quote me on it if we'll have that or not, because I know we're really focusing in on the bulls this weekend between our bull riders and our bullfighters. But just like any other sporting event, we will start off with our national anthem and have some dedication over to that.
Okay, Jake, where do you guys get the bulls?
These bulls come from all over the place. A lot of the freestyle bulls that you'll be seeing this weekend have come from California, Spain, and there's a contractor out in Texas that multi-time stock contractor here. They'll have our freestyle Hispanic fighting bulls. And I do believe that the bulls, the bucking bulls that the guys will be riding this weekend are coming from Florida, Alabama, local areas around you guys.
Oh, great. Great, great. What I also wanted to touch on, let me just remind our audience this afternoon, this event was actually a rescheduled event. You originally had planned to do this in January, am I correct?
Yes, sir. Yeah, it originally was slated for that time. Some stuff didn't exactly fall in line because I know our friends over at Jubilee Farms wanted to make it as big and as best they possibly could for Pensacola. Pushed off just a little bit to get everything squared away. That way we can give you all the best show possible.
Hey, listen, the one thing I like about the rodeo is there seems to be a lot of things going on at one time, so you never get bored with this. For somebody that is a novice, never been to an event like this whatsoever, what should they look for and how should they judge their experience?
Honestly, I mean, the way we look at it, rodeo, whether it's bull riding, the bull fights, no matter what you do at rodeo, we're all inclusive. We want you to come, bring the family, bring the grandparents, bring your neighbors that you haven't even talked to. Come out, have a good time, clap, cheer with us, and really just put aside what's going on in the world right now and come out and enjoy the show we have for everybody. It's what we look for. And typically when you come to these kind of events, there's something for everybody to enjoy, and we kind of try to cater to everybody involved to buy the ticket and give them their money.
Yeah, it's the best bulls, the best UBF riders. It is the greatest show on dirt, as you say, and I am really ready for this. I'm going to be there on Saturday night because we do the show on Friday, and I won't be able to get out of here in time. But on Saturday, I got clear sailing, and I'm going to get my tickets, and I'm going to be there, and I hope to see you there.
Awesome, yeah. We will definitely be seeing you there, and hopefully you get to have a good time as well.
Okay, that's Jake Gray. Hey, Jake, thanks for your time this afternoon. You be safe driving.
Yes, sir. Thank y'all for having me. We appreciate it.
All right, Jake Gray, as he kind of frames it up here, professional rodeo entertainer and funny man. He'll be at the event this Friday and Saturday, Equestrian Center. Tickets available now. Check it out. The first bull hits the ring at 7:30. I don't know, the tip off or, you know, they drop the puck or whatever it is. What do they do in rodeo? I should have asked him that.
Just say it starts time.
Here comes the lady with the American flag. It's starting.
There you go.
That simple.
But here's your top sports story this hour.
Yeah, thanks to Jake Gray for that one.
Absolutely. And, you know, I mean, since we've shown that we know so much about sports, let's get into our sports segment. Russell Wilson believes he is the best option to start for his new team. That's not a surprise. The Giants' new signal caller was introduced to the media on Wednesday, and he said that he expects to be the starter. Wilson won Super Bowl 48 in particular as a member of the Seattle Seahawks at MetLife Stadium, officially joined the G-Men less than a week after the team signed veteran QB Jameis Winston as a free agent. New York also re-signed Tommy DeVito earlier this offseason.
I wonder if Jameis is going to still maintain that number two jersey number.
Sure.
Kind of interesting there. Mike, I told you my kid, Harry, loves Jameis.
Yes.
Okay. Not that that means anything. The second weekend of the men's NC2A tournament tips off today. Joe Morgan's all over it.
March Madness won't have a Cinderella story this year. The Sweet 16 gets underway tonight, and it's all about the power conferences. For the first time since the bracket expanded to 64 teams in 1985, the Sweet 16 is completely made up of teams from power conferences, including seven from the SEC. The only double-digit seed remaining, the 10th-seeded Arkansas Razorbacks, take on 3-seed Texas Tech in the final game of the night. To start the fun, 6-seed BYU looks to upset 2-seed Alabama before 4-seed Maryland and 1-seed Florida square off in San Francisco. And then, the premier matchup of the night, as Cooper Flagg and 1-seed Duke look to advance to the Elite Eight when they take on Caleb Love and 4-seed Arizona. Joe Morgan, Fox News.
Traffic and weather together on the Fives.
We'll continue with your sports headlines in just a moment. But first, looking at the roads here, do have some backups on Navarre Parkway traveling westbound towards Highway 87. Also have some on Gulf Beach Highway traveling westbound towards Fairfield Drive and on Pine Forest Road traveling northbound towards 9 Mile Road. As for the weather, sitting at around 75 degrees, low of 62 tonight. Tomorrow, going to be a high of 74, low of 65. And Chris, you mentioned this earlier. Yes, Saturday and Sunday, we've got decent rain chances of 50%. Both days with highs in the 70s. And then Monday, it's going to be the same thing. Yeah. So it looks like we've got 3 days of heat and rain.
Oh, what fun. LeBron James saves the Lakers from going into overtime and the Sweet 16 facing off in the latest round of the March Madness.
Fox Sports Update.
Luka with two for the win.
On ESPN, LeBron James tipped in the winning basket for the Lakers, who beat the Pacers in Indianapolis 120-119. LeBron James scored 10 of his 13 points in the final quarter. He extended his NBA record to 1,283 consecutive games with at least 10 points. Through the first three quarters at Indiana, LeBron had only 3 points on 0-for-6 shooting. Luka Doncic scored 34 points to lead the Lakers. He hit 6 three-pointers, also had 7 rebounds and 7 assists. Out the last 5 games with an ankle injury, reigning league MVP Nikola Jokic returned to the Nuggets last night and produced a triple-double. 39 points, 10 rebounds, and 10 assists. Denver beat Milwaukee 127-117. The reigning champion Celtics won their 7th game in a row, snapped the Suns' 4-game win streak, 132-102. The Knicks could have clinched a playoff spot, but they lost to the Clippers 126-113. James Harden and Kawhi Leonard combined for 56 points for Los Angeles. The Raptors beat the Nets 116-86. Wizards over the Sixers 119-114. Men's NCAA basketball tournament resumes tonight. 4 games in the round of the Sweet 16. First game just after 7 Eastern, Alabama versus BYU. 30 minutes later, Florida takes on Maryland. The later games, Duke against Arizona and Texas Tech versus Arkansas. Welcome to opening day of the Major League Baseball season. 8 days since the Dodgers and Cubs wrapped up a 2-game regular season series in Tokyo. All 30 Major League teams scheduled to play today. First game, 3 p.m. Eastern in New York, where the reigning American League champion Yankees will host the Brewers. Shortly after, the Orioles and the Blue Jays will take the field in Toronto. For more scores, stories, and features, go to foxsports.com. I'm Jared Max.
Get more on the Fox Sports app and foxsports.com.
And since we're talking about, since Jared was talking about March Madness for a moment there, I want to give you another reminder that Westwood One sports coverage of the NCAA men's tournament is on our sister station, ESPN Pensacola. That's 99.1 FM, 1330 AM, and your ESPN Pensacola mobile app. ESPN Pensacola is your home for March Madness this basketball season.
Here's your top national stories this hour.
Okay, clouds starting to move in later tomorrow afternoon, and then you heard Saturday, Sunday, Monday. Could be in jeopardy in terms of rain activities. But here's, I'm going to frame this one and give you a snapshot of what's going on the national scene. Storms continuing in the Northwest while snow is expected in the central U.S. Senior meteorologist Janice Dean has the latest Fox weather forecast.
The Northwest is getting clobbered with heavy rain, wind, and mountain snow. Some of this energy is going to help strengthen our next big cross-country storm system, developing over the weekend and bringing the potential for another severe weather event for areas impacted by dozens of tornadoes almost 2 weeks ago. Snow and ice expected over the northern plains and into the upper Great Lakes on Friday. We've got heavy rain and thunderstorms expected to develop today in Texas as well. Fox Weather, for all of your latest details, I'm Janice Dean, Fox News.
And borrowers can once again apply for income-driven student loan repayment plans. The Department of Education reopened online applications after they had previously been taken down by the Trump administration earlier this year. The income-driven repayment plans were created by Congress in the 90s. And as of September of last year, more than 12 million people were enrolled in one of the plans.
Okay, UWF's Board of Trustees appointee Adam Kissel was not confirmed by the Senate Appropriations Committee on Wednesday. Florida Board of Governors appointees Rebecca Matthews, Rachel Moya, and Ashley Ross were confirmed and will now move on to another confirmation hearing before the Senate Ethics and Elections Committee.
and the CDC withdrawing over $11 billion allocated to health departments across the U.S. to help fight COVID. A spokesperson for the Department of Health and Human Services says they will no longer waste billions of taxpayer dollars responding to a non-existent pandemic that Americans moved on from years ago. HHS oversees over a dozen agencies, including the CDC, and the CDC website says hundreds of people still die every week from COVID.
Okay, here's something interesting. The Pensacola Interstate Fair is accepting applications for the John E. Frenkel Senior Educational Grant with a submission deadline of April 11th. The fair's selection committee allocated $30,000 in scholarship funds to assist 25 students. They're from Escambia or Santa Rosa counties. Since the program's inception, the Pensacola Interstate Fair has awarded over $1.3 million in educational grants to more than 1,370 students.
And more than 9 million Americans could see significant declines in their credit scores as their student loans go unpaid. Delinquent student loans are going to soon start showing up on credit reports for the first time since the COVID-19 pandemic, when borrowers were allowed to pause their payments. A new report from the Fed, Bank of New York, finds that 15% of loan holders are now behind on payments.
Okay, the Center for Effective Lawmaking is ranking all lawmakers in the 118th Congress according to their effectiveness and success in moving and passing bills. Florida's former Senator Marco Rubio continued his lengthy run as one of Congress's most effective legislators. Senator Rick Scott was also ranked as the ninth most effective Republican senator.
Wow. And President Trump is expected to freeze $20 million in funding for Planned Parenthood. Funding will be paused as the administration reviews whether Planned Parenthood is in compliance with Trump's order to end all DEI initiatives. The freeze is expected as soon as today, the same day hundreds of anti-abortion advocates are planning to rally on Capitol Hill against Planned Parenthood.
All right, the Cape's going to get busy real soon here. SpaceX preparing to launch a four-person mission on its first polar orbit mission. Chris DeMio has more.
It'll happen in a SpaceX Dragon capsule that could unlock a new area in space for future spaceflights. This will be the first to view the Earth's north and south poles from low Earth orbit. The crew is aiming to conduct 22 different research experiments during the flight. They'll also conduct several biomedical research studies in orbit, including taking the first X-ray in space using a mobile MRI device. SpaceX says the crew completed their final training for the mission last week. Chris DeMeo, Fox News.
5:52 here. We'll take one last quick break. When we return, got some business headlines for you as we ease you into the end of this 5 o'clock hour. You're listening to Pensacola Right Now on News Radio 92.3.
The Bayou Hills Run, the official 5K and 10K City of Pensacola Championships, is back on March 29th at beautiful Bayview Park. It's called the Bayou Hills Run for a reason. These hills are no joke, but push through and you'll be rewarded with an epic post-race party the whole family will love. Sign up now at BayouHillsRun.org. The course takes you along scenic Bayou Tahar, winding through East Hill's stunning tree-lined streets before finishing back at the park. Every finisher in the 5K, 10K, and kids run gets a medal. And once you cross that finish line, celebrate with great food, drinks, music, and plenty of fun for the whole family, including a playground for the kids. Race day is March 29th, so don't wait. Register now at BayouHillsRun.org and bring the whole crew. The Bayou Hills Run, the official City of Pensacola Championship, a Pensacola sports event.
I'm Kareem Abdul-Jabbar. I learned about atrial fibrillation the hard way. My symptoms would come and go, shortness of breath, fatigue. I kept going. Then I got so lightheaded, I couldn't. My doctor said I have AFib, so I'm about 5 times more likely to have a stroke. Other symptoms, irregular heartbeat, heart racing, chest pain, can come and go, but the risk of stroke stays. If you have symptoms, tell a doctor. Visit notimetowait.com.
Sponsored by Bristol-Myers Squibb and Pfizer.
Hey, Andrew McKay here on the Pensacola Morning News. We talked about the proposal by Speaker of the House of Representatives in Tallahassee, Danny Perez, to eliminate a chunk of the state sales tax, reducing it from 6% to 5.25%, $5 billion a year of revenue. The sudden dust-up over the $2 million at Escambia County seemed like they had proposed to fund the demolition of the Old Baptist Hospital, which now they're acting like they don't have the money to do. And Kermit the Frog giving a commencement address? You can listen to all of those conversations on the podcast page at newsradio923.com.
News Radio 92.3 gets you live programming every day from 5 a.m. until 7 p.m. on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
now return you to Pensacola Right Now with Chris and Austin. Text in your questions at 850-437-1620. It's News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Here's today's business news.
Okay, outdoor recreation product company Yeti, who I happen to love those cups, facing a backlash from a conservative women's group. Here's the details from Fox's Sue Guzman.
The Claire Booth Luce Center for Conservative Women calling out Yeti after it denied a request to make more than $1,600 worth of its popular thermal mugs with their logo on it. This after fulfilling a previous order last year with the same logo. Fox Business reaching out to the company, which said it has a policy that prevents customizing products aligned with any political affiliations or organizations, adding, "We regret that due to a mistake, the policy was not followed on the previous order." The Claire Booth Luce Center for Conservative Women describing its ordeal on Instagram, saying, "We thought cancel culture went out with 2024, but here we are," adding, "Yeti, do better." Sue Guzman, Fox News.
Traffic and weather together on the Fives.
We'll continue with our business headlines in just a moment, but looking at the roads here, have some backups on Pine Forest Road if you're traveling northbound towards 9 Mile, and on Gulf Breeze Parkway traveling eastbound towards Tiger Point. Last but not least, still have some issues on Navarre Parkway traveling westbound towards Highway 87. As for the weather, 75 degrees, low of 62 tonight. Tomorrow, going to be a high of 74, low of 65.
President Trump has announced a 25% tariff on automobile imports. Madison Allworth has the details.
He was saying that he really wants to onshore car manufacturing and incentivize automakers to build here. He says he's talked to the automakers, and the ones that have factories here are thrilled, and the ones that don't, they're going to have to get going and build them. Canadian Prime Minister Mark Carney says that the auto tariffs are a, quote, direct attack on his country, and that once he sees the details, he will take retaliatory measures. The EU Commission spokesperson also saying that the European Union will issue a response to new import tariffs in a timely manner. But Trump saying on Truth Social, quote, "If the European Union works with Canada in order to do economic harm to the USA, large-scale tariffs will be placed on them both."
And speaking of that subject matter, some Ferrari cars are about to become more expensive. The Italian automaker announced that it will raise prices 10% for certain models after April 1st in response to the new tariffs. And apparently the tariffs will raise the price of Ferrari's Prosegue SUV, bear with me there, by about $43,000 and the limited edition F80 by more than $350,000. Cars imported before April 2nd will not be hit with a price hike.
Okay, here comes the real question this afternoon. Ever wanted an apartment with a view of a baseball stadium?
Sure.
Well, right now you can rent one. Fox's Kelly Sabrini has more on these luxury condos in St. Louis.
I asked the COO of Ballpark Village, what kind of customers do they have? And he said there's a good mix of people that want to be in this entertainment district. There's about 297 units here, with 50% of the units having a view of the stadium. And of course, you have luxurious amenities. I want to point out, though, that this is not their only condo building that they have. They also have one for Rangers fans in Arlington, Texas. And other companies are dabbling in this, too. So you'll see them in places like Chicago, Minneapolis, San Diego. And you might be wondering, how much does this cost? A two-bedroom apartment goes for $4,295, but units start at about $1,800.
Okay, Florida legislators are working to pass new laws that will close what authorities say is a loophole when it comes to using AI to alter and sexualize the images of others without their permission. Well, a Senate Criminal Justice Committee passed Senate Bill 1180 this week. A companion bill is also making its way through the House of Representatives. House Bill 757 would also criminalize explicitly AI-generated photos of real people. SpaceX preparing to launch another mission from the Kennedy Space Center happening Monday night, 10:20 Pensacola time. It is the FRAM-2 mission on the SpaceX's account. The launch schedule could change, so be sure to keep an eye on SpaceX's social media feeds. All right, give us 12 minutes. We're coming back with news, sports, and a lot of weather. Hold on.
Stream us at newsradio923.com. News Radio 92.3. WNRP, Gulf Breeze, Milton, Pensacola.